Omar Haroun, 32. Today's date is February 5th, 2009, in Los Angeles, California. And I am friends with David.
David Weiner, age 32. Today's date is February 5th, 2009. We're in Los Angeles, California, and my relationship to Omar is also a friend.
Well, I'm glad I got the vote of friendship. Thank you.
We'll reevaluate at the end of this conversation.
Could be tough. You know, I was, I don't know if I told you, I had actually visited Israel once before. Did I tell you that story or?
No, it must have been for business.
No, I had actually gone just a little bit before this second intifada had broken out. You know, Ariel Sharon had visited the mosque compound. So probably about 2 months before, sort of that really nice calm. And I'm not sure, it was on a cruise ship. So we stopped 2 days in Israel. I'm not sure exactly what ports, it's a bit of a blur. And I got off the cruise ship and I was walking around with my father. And someone came up to me and asked me questions in Hebrew. You know, I told him that, hey, I'm just, you know, I'm from America, I'm visiting, I'm sorry, I don't know, you know, what you're saying. And the expression on his face, the older man, was just like, you know, how could you not know Hebrew? He was just sort of disgusted with me that, you know, that I didn't know my own, you know, heritage or something. And he, you know, probably mistook me for someone who's Jewish. And so anyways, I found that kind of interesting. And then the next day, I had gone to Jerusalem and we were walking into the mosque, Al-Aqsa, during prayers. And everyone else in my family and the group that I was with was able to enter the mosque. And the security guard singled me out, you know, all these people coming in and told me to stop. He said something I didn't understand in one language and said something in another language I didn't understand. You could see it. And then he spoke in English and said, you know, are you a Muslim? And I'm like, yes, I am. He's like, oh, okay, I didn't realize that. You know, go ahead. You know, the prayers is going on. You know, while the prayers is going on, if you weren't a Muslim, you wouldn't be allowed to go in, but you'd be able to go in afterwards. But, you know, I didn't realize. Go on inside. And then it just sort of got me thinking that, you know, here I am also a Muslim and everyone seems to mistake me also for being Jewish. And, you know, just the similarities that, you know, we have, you know, Muslims and Jews, you know, we believe in some of the same prophets, you know, Solomon and David and Joseph. We have all those stories in Islam and the Quran. So we share, you know, and Abraham and so we share and Moses. And so we share that all with other Jews, but we focus on that area of dissimilarity, you know, forget about all the stuff that we're, you know, similar, but we focus on that dissimilar, and it just sort of struck me as sad. And I don't know, I just wanted to share that with you.
Yeah, yeah. One story just recently that happened to me that I thought about that also relates to just dealing across different faiths and just to show how maybe anti-Semitism is still alive. You know, the Pico Robertson area is a very Jewish area here in L.A. And over the holidays, I was pumping gas in my car, and a homeless man came by asking for help. And I normally never give money directly to people on the street, maybe through organizations or whatever. I gave him a $5 bill. And he continued to hang out and talk while I was pumping gas. And he told me he was just laid off and asked him what he was doing. And he said he was making around $8 an hour cleaning a building close to here. And he went on to tell me that, you know, he was making $8 an hour because the guy was Jewish who he worked for. And the moment that I just, you know, found myself in is, all right, I'm giving this guy $5. He doesn't know I'm Jewish. And he just told me a story how Jews are basically cheap. And that stuck with me. And I explained to him that, you know, I happen to be Jewish, and asked them, maybe, you know, next time that you tell a story about Jews, you could perhaps tell this one instead of the one of your boss being cheap. And, you know, it just made me think about how much general misunderstanding and how many stereotypes are still out there about Jews, Muslims, whatever it is, and just the importance of knowing others, being open and listening. And I happen to be in an interfaith relationship myself, and I've been able to apply a lot of the new ground lessons just to even make my relationship work, which, you know, has a lot. It's not easy for me. It's a constant struggle to try to understand that there's a lot of other things to respect in someone else's religion and their faith that's equally as important to mine. Omar, let me ask you a question. In terms of, there are a lot of Jews and Muslims that haven't gone through our program and haven't been trained in the dialogue and how to listen and all the skills that we went through, and they don't have the opportunity to know people from the other faith. Any advice for folks that haven't gone through our program for how they can better understand people of other faiths?
Well, I mean, I think if you want to understand people of different faiths, the most important thing to do is go directly, you know, to the source. You know, you don't, you know, if I want to find out about, you know, Judaism or Christianity, I'll go talk to a Christian or a Judaism. I'm not going to, a Jew. I'm not going to go to some third-party source who might tell me something that's completely wrong. And so I would hope that if someone wants to know something about Islam, they're not going to believe all the stereotypes and all the misinformation and hate that so many people in our society, you know, say, and actually go and, you know, find a Muslim and, you know, sit down and talk with them and get to know them and find out firsthand.
And they won't bite or something?
I can't guarantee that, but